Have you ever looked at the clock at 2 p.m. and you realized you still haven't started math again? You're doing everything, but it just never feels like enough. I'm Katie Keene, and here at Her Home and Heart podcast, my mission is to help you simplify your routines and strengthen your heart as a Christian homeschool mom, so you can stop living in survival mode and start living with more peace, joy, and confidence in your calling. If that sounds like something your heart needs today, grab a warm mug of tea and let's sit together. Today, I'm excited to share with you about a rhythm that helped me to reset our homeschool flow. They helped me to actually take the stress of the unfinished checklists that I typically have many of and bring more peace to our day. If you have heard me teach the mind, heart, hands rhythm that was in episode 299, please know that today's episode is the perfect partner to that. When my kids were really little and I had my last two babies only 16 months apart, so they were really close together. I also had kiddos in regular therapy. We had our weekly homeschool tutorial. We were in swim lessons. We had lots of play dates. And of course, I'm sure you know, this can make any mom feel very behind. And I felt really behind. Our state also requires homeschool portfolios, and not every state does, but ours does. And I really had a very difficult reviewer that first year. She expected so much more of me than the law actually required in my state. But I didn't realize. She had even threatened to not pass us, simply because I hadn't brought work in the exact style that she wanted, despite the fact that I'd carried in two laundry baskets full of evidence. She was wrong, but that experience really left a mark on me. I ended up with this lingering anxiety over homeschool. I tracked everything, I overprepared, and I always felt behind. Of course, on top of that, laundry was never done. But is it ever with a large family? Dishes were always stacked high. I was cooking multiple meals every day that were different for many of the people in the family because they had different allergies and medical needs. So it wasn't just breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It would be a different version of breakfast, lunch, and dinner for quite a few people in the family. It just felt like there wasn't enough of me. There was never enough of me. I often feel that way still today. But I've had a really good opportunity to learn through hard knocks systems to help manage that feeling. So that's something I really think is important to share with you. I always felt exhausted, and honestly, I spent a lot of time questioning if I was failing. So on the hardest days, I just survived by pushing myself too hard. I was always anxious. I barely sat down, and even bathroom breaks were really rushed. I remember thinking, I barely have 30 seconds. Actually, I remember saying to a friend, I barely have 30 seconds even in the bathroom during the day. Because she had said, oh, we'll try to do this or that, you know, listen to this podcast in little sections when you run to the restroom. And I'm like, well, it'll take me 4 years because, you know, I'm sure you understand. I just didn't get to rest. And I really couldn't even breathe deeply. One friend pointed out she felt like maybe I was living in a panic attack all the time because of how I felt when I described it to her. So I just really didn't feel like myself. But over time, eventually, there was just the beginnings of me being aware. I started realizing, oh, my joy, my peace, they have been slipping away. I began to be able to see clearly that I wasn't the mom I used to be, and I surely wasn't the mom that I wanted to be. And I remembered a verse in Proverbs. I'm sure you have heard this many a time, but it comes back to me. The Lord brings it back to me right when I need it every time. A wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. I just didn't want to keep tearing mine down. And my eyes were finally opened that the way I was functioning was not working. And I knew something had to change. I needed to be able to create a rhythm in my life that worked with my family, that wasn't working against us. I needed something that was really simple, of course. And I just needed something that felt kind, that didn't feel like a taskmaster or a dictator like I had been living. And so that was when I actually ended up realizing the idea of an anchor-based rhythm. I want to pause here really quickly, Mama, because I have something brand new and really exciting to share with you. The Road Trip Mysteries Yellowstone Edition has just launched. If your kids loved the USA Edition, or even if you're just new to the series, this is another story-driven adventure, and it's packed with puzzles, mystery, and fascinating facts. This time, the journey takes place inside of Yellowstone National Park. Your kids will follow clues, learn about geysers, wildlife, and history, and they'll collect a final code to earn their own Legacy Keeper badge. It's perfect for ages 8 to 12, and of course, beyond. It's totally screen-free, and it's available in soft cover shipped right to your door or in Kindle format for instant reading and printing. You can find it on Amazon by searching Road Trip Mysteries Yellowstone Edition, or just scroll to the show notes in the description below. All right, let's get back to the episode. We also had hired some coaches, actually, some special needs life coaches, and they brought to my attention that there are ways that you can hang certain parts of the day like pegs on a pegboard and swing from those. So what is an anchor-based rhythm to begin with? So what I learned was that an anchor-based rhythm is not a schedule. You don't block off your day in hour-by-hour boxes, even though I do personally love time blocking now, but I use it very, very flexibly. That is not what a rhythm is. What you do is you're just going to take 2 to 3 key anchor points that always happen, no matter what. Things like eating breakfast, brushing our teeth, if there are medications, taking medications, that kind of thing. And then you really just gently build your day around them. So you could think of them kind of like a lighthouse moment in your day that never changes and never moves, and it simply keeps you from drifting. So that all the chaos, like a lighthouse, all the waves that crash up, all the chaos in our days, nothing shifts that point. So here's an example of what that could look like for you. You could say, and instead of it being morning brushing your teeth, that maybe it's your morning basket time. So your anchor number one is morning basket. A morning basket, just in case you don't realize what it is, because I didn't know what it was for years. This idea wasn't around. I used it without the name, but the name of it wasn't around when my kids were little. It's like a basket. It can have any kind of resources, any kind of activity that you can gather and enjoy as a family, or that you can let your kid have quietly, or each of your kids have quietly separately, their own basket. So oftentimes it's in the first part of the day. You can do anything like Bible reading. You can put a devotional in there if the kids are old enough to do their own. It can be prayer time alone or together, a read aloud, or it could even be just beginning the day with a gentle subject, something like poetry or nature study, or maybe just a game to help you all reconnect and let everybody's brain wake up. The goal isn't so that we're powering through a checklist, basically. It's just to gently connect, set the tone for the day, and be grounded in truth with the Bible and then relationship with each other, but also just to have one point in the day that you say, okay, this is an immovable lighthouse in the day. Something will happen here in this time frame. Anchor two, midday reset. It can be something like cleaning up your breakfast or finishing the morning chores as a family or just even prepping and eating lunch. It's just when you will regroup. You're going to reset a space maybe. You're just going to check in with your kids. It's a natural point where if the day is going south, you can actually redirect the energy. If the day is feeling chaotic, you guys can get put on a more steady footing again. But it's the middle of the day, something that's always going to happen. At our house, lunch always, well, 95% of the time, happens at noon. For us, that's a midday time, especially as the kids have aged, where we come back together. I can see what each kid has accomplished on their homeschool list. If they haven't already needed help from me, I can tell them what I've been doing. We can all check in over lunch, reconsider the rest of the day. It's just a really nice opportunity. So then the last part of the day, anchor three, can be something like an afternoon focus. You can decide when in your day this works better. This is just an example, but it could be when you tackle your most important subject for the day. Maybe this is like lunch is at 12, maybe at 2 p.m., you know that you got 2 full hours before you're going to start dinner at 4. Or maybe you're not that structured, but that's okay. You're going to say sometime in the middle of the afternoon, we're going to have one specific focus. Maybe it's that you guys do an art project together. Maybe you all rest or have quiet creativity. I mean, possibilities are endless. Some families use the time for art, some for music, some for baking, science experiments. Some protect it just for reading, a reading hour. Basically, a bottom line is that you're just choosing what's most important in the season, even in the day, and you're protecting that time. So these three anchors, at whatever point of the day you know you have three specific things that never change, these can create a sustainable, repeatable, peaceful homeschool rhythm. And that leaves space for life to happen around it. I hope that was clear. If not, email me. I'm going to give you my email address at the end of this podcast, just so that we can have more direct communication, and ask me questions there. So basically, this system is not just like a mom trick. It's actually rooted in brain science. It also comes from habit research. So there's a theory, cognitive load theory. This actually tells us that decision fatigue is real. When your brain has to choose every single little thing in real time, it gets exhausted. Mine is exhausted frequently when I have overload. Decision fatigue is real for me all the time. So these anchors can eliminate just hundreds, really, of tiny choices that can help your mind focus where it really needs to and use its energy where it really needs to. Habit stacking, that's another one. So there's a book called Atomic Habits. Author, I think, is James Clear. Anyway, this is where you attach a new habit to something that already happens. So this is what the special needs life coaches that we had hired said. It was basically like, well, when you're going to do these therapy routines with your child, you know you're always going to brush your teeth. So if you need to say, when I brush my teeth, that is the same time, as soon as I'm done, that I'm going to implement this specific therapy activity. They said that that would mean that I would be able to begin building a structure where things became routine because it was attached to my already created routine. So it could be that you attach some kind of a habit to your meals or to your family cleanup time. It just makes everything stick easier. It makes you build those habits quicker. And so anchors are habits we're already doing. So that's why they're perfect starting points. I love, as you know, Charlotte Mason, and there's also a philosophy called Thomas Jefferson Education that you can find when you look it up. And both of these philosophies on homeschooling actually support having a very natural flow in our homes instead of a rigid structure. And so for us, when we lean into our natural family rhythm instead of fighting it, it really allows us to build a more natural culture. It helps us build a lasting culture, something where love of learning is actually your lifestyle. And so it can then make homeschooling so much simpler because it's something everyone already wants to do, something that feels normal. It's just part of your daily life. So I hear some of you in the background yelling, but I'm not a structured person, or I need structure, or I fall apart. Some people need more structure than I'm suggesting. So here's the beauty of this. If you are not somebody who loves structure, this works. If you are somebody who can't live without structure, this works. So if you're a planner who really thrives on predictability, then your anchors are actual pillars around which you're going to schedule the entire rest of your day. If you're creative or overwhelmed, then your anchors actually just can give you direction without the pressure, without the structure. But you can lean into them when everything else is feeling overwhelming and know that if nothing else, these three times a day are going to happen. We'll figure out what didn't happen tomorrow. So if your life's in survival mode like mine's been so many times over my last 21 years of parenting, and especially in the last couple of years, as you know, having had brain surgery for our son and just a lot of different things that have been happening here, then it's nice to have anchor points because what happens is they simply serve as these little gentle nudges to get back into rhythm when we've completely fallen out of it. It allowed me personally not to have shame. It also helped me to stop saying, oh, I should have this or I should have that, which is something very natural to me, and it does not help. So these three anchor points are just these small, doable touch points that can really restore the peace in our mind and in our heart and honestly in our home. And it really works with your personality. It's bendable. It doesn't break. It's a tool. It's not something that's this hardcore set in stone rule that you have to follow. So let me give you a couple more tools that can layer well with this anchor system, this anchor rhythm. If you've been encouraged or helped in any way by this show, would you be willing to share it with a friend today or maybe two? If you can't think of anyone right now, that's okay. Leaving a quick review would actually mean the world to me. I'm a one-woman show. I have no team behind the scenes. It's just me creating and editing and sharing these episodes because I truly believe in supporting you. The CTC sponsorship that you hear me talk about, it helps cover some of the costs, but I personally cover the rest. So your reviews and your shares will do what is needed to allow this podcast to grow and to reach more moms who need it. Thank you for taking just a minute to bless me and to bless the show this way. I truly appreciate it more than you know. Tool one would be consider loop scheduling. In times of utter overwhelm here in my house, we weren't able to do things like set the hourly schedule. I tried this, by the way. I bought a beautiful system. I mapped it all out in paper. We tried like science from 9 to 10, math from 10 to 11, English after a snack from 11:15 to 12:15, right? It just, in our life personally here in our home, that didn't work for us. It didn't work with our personalities, and more specifically, it didn't work with the medical needs we had here. So we loved loop scheduling. My first time I ever heard about it was from Fly Lady. Instead of assigning a subject to a specific day, like we're always going to do science on Wednesdays, or we're always going to do science from 9 to 10 a.m., you rotate it. We have these five subjects: Bible, math, history, science, read alouds, and then you're just going to rotate through all that. When we finish one, Then we're going to rotate to the next one, and we're just going to focus on one at a time. Maybe that is that you can get in three a day. Maybe it isn't. Maybe you need to actually do them on weekends or through the summer. That's what we do. We didn't take summer breaks because we loved learning. And so that gave us a lot more flexibility with the demands on our life. I started loop scheduling with chores years ago, and it made me feel so peaceful that I knew if I missed vacuuming my house, it was okay because it was coming back around. So let's say you miss science, you will come back around to it. Or you can say, we're not doing anything else until we get to it. You get to pick. For me, this really just removed guilt of falling behind. It helped my homeschool keep going forward, no matter where we were at. Tool two could be weekly family meetings. These were imperative to my family. It doesn't have to be something big and formal. It doesn't have to be long. Bring a snack, or everybody has a little bit of lemonade or whatever. Just once a week, maybe Sunday evening, you just get together for 10 to 15 minutes and simply talk. Talk about what's coming up, what goals there are, if your kids are old enough, what schedule changes might be happening. If no matter what age, you can talk about the chores that did or didn't get done and how those need to fit into the following week, just anything at all that needs adjusting. It's a nice time to be together. It allows there to be a feeling of ownership for everybody. It reduces having surprises, which can actually feel bad for kids. And it just helps you to see where the anchors are going to fit each day. One important piece to this, though, is to let the kids have input. It's shocking. You'll be really surprised with what they will actually say, and even what they might share about what's overwhelming them. You might get the kid like my youngest who just has nothing to say ever, but then won't stop talking later. That's okay. They all go through these developmental stages. So there's another tool I wanted to offer you to use within the anchor rhythm, the daily three. All this is a simple trick to keep your day focused. So no matter how messy it gets, you can do something like writing down one small goal for each of these categories. Let's say one category is home. So you're going to write down something practical. Maybe it's wiping counters or folding one load of laundry. The next is going to be heart. Maybe you're hoping to have a moment of connection or encouragement. Maybe something like just fit in a hug today, fit in a chat with one of your kids, have a scripture that you share with everybody. And the other one could be homeschool. So that could just be one academic priority that day, simply reading one chapter together or finishing a math lesson. It just helps keep expectations reasonable with very simple, visible priorities. And it keeps us moving forward no matter what comes. For me, when I was able to let go of the rigid expectations that I had, those charts that I had built by these systems I had purchased that dictated exactly when we were going to do every single thing in our day, versus we aim to have breakfast by 9, we aim to have lunch by 12, we aim to have dinner started by 4 with a snack at 4, and then everything finished and we set the table at 6. That is about as rigid as we get here. And everything else in between here has a rhythm, and we use the loop scheduling. We just get very, very flexible. So when I was able to be flexible, it just felt like the whole house settled, like my soul settled. And I didn't feel that running anymore. I felt like instead, like I was leading. My frustration was less. My expectations were less. And I actually was able to more see my family again, instead of all these things that were just running me ragged. And there was more left of me at the end of the day. And even when I didn't finish everything, and even now, when I cannot finish everything because I honestly do have far too much on my plate, and right now more than ever, honestly, I can still go to bed knowing that I have peace, that the most important things were done. And I just keep a rotating to-do list for myself also. I want to encourage you again from the Bible, the verse I mentioned earlier, which is Proverbs 14:1, that says how the wise woman builds her house, but a foolish woman tears it down with her own hands. This verse just comes to mind in me each time that I'm struggling with this and each time that I'm trying to remember or to go back to being flexible in a season where it's felt like I can't be, especially when we have medical appointments and medical paperwork and all of that. It doesn't feel flexible. But the rest of my life can be. The rest of my family's life can be. And I realized that if I'm going to be wise, then I need to be building my house with love and flexibility, not striving, not running, not hustling through every day, because the hustle's tearing down the peace in my home. My energy, my ability to be peaceful impacts my family so much more than I usually even realize. They are such a reflection of me, and I don't want to do that to them. I want to build. I want to be wise, and I want to be gentle because wisdom can allow us to be gentle. And so rhythms are gentle. Having anger, it's wise. So just keep in mind that you have options. You don't have to live in a mom hustle life where you're just trying to get through the day. So I want to recap really quick. Anchor-based rhythms replace pressure with peace, with flexibility. All you have to do is build 2 to 3 consistent touch points. It can be simple, like meals or rest times. This works with every personality type and every preference, whether you're a tight scheduler or somebody who can't stand them. Remember, you can add loop scheduling, you can add weekly meetings, and you can have the daily 3 to deepen the peace and clarity. Society tells us we need to do everything. We need to do it perfectly. We need to be the perfect mom, but we don't. This is not about doing everything. It's just that we need to focus on what actually matters. Those are the things that we need to do and figure out when is the right time to do them. So today I want you to reflect. Where are the natural anchors in your day that you already have? You have them, I promise. So see if you can't consider when they might be. Ask your family, ask your husband, and then just start small. Choose one thing you want to tie to that already natural anchor and then start trying to build around it this week. And if you don't have an anchor in place, I'm sure you do, but if you don't have one that you like, okay, then pick one. Maybe you try to build a new anchor at some point in your day. Please don't feel like you need a color-coded schedule. I felt so good when I let that go. Just look for a few solid rhythms that can give your day shape, that can give you direction, and can help you mother with grace. Okay, I promised to give you my email address. I really would love and appreciate some feedback from you guys because I'm not sure what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show, what you really want to learn more about. My heart is to really share with you guys from my past hard experiences and the things I've learned from other wise mothers that have come across my path so that you don't have to have it be as difficult. I want to give you the shortcuts. I want to give you the hard knocks lessons that I've learned and pass them on to you. So go ahead and just email me directly at katie@herhomeandheart.com. It's that simple. And I really will read every message. I may be slow to respond, but I will do my best because I really want to support you. And as always, no matter what your home looks like today, just choose love. Jesus is love because that is the most important thing. It's what matters more than anything. The greatest of these is love. I'll talk to you again next time and I'll be praying for you until we meet again. As busy homeschooling parents, we are always looking for new ways to balance our busy lives. If you have not heard of CTC Math, I'm very excited to share about it with you. My family is often on the go to medical appointments and therapies and all the different things that I know you've also experienced. CTC Math is a godsend because it allows my kids to learn at their own pace and in their own way. Head over to ctcmath.com and start your free trial and tell them we sent you.